for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Burt Show.
Did this scene ever play out in your middle school like it did mine? Like, you're sitting in class and the teacher comes in and says, Burt, the principal wants to talk to you, and everybody in class goes, ooh, you busted, ooh. I felt that's what was going down yesterday with Jackson on the show when he told his mom that he got a tattoo, which she is not a fan of, and then she's like, we are having lunch today, young man.
Jackson was very visibly nervous yesterday.
Yes.
He's down bad.
So, because Kristen wasn't here, you want to kind of give her the recap on everything?
Yeah, so this past weekend, I finally decided to pull the trigger after lots and lots of talking about getting a tattoo. I finally decided to go and do it.
But you already have one because you got the rat, right?
I got the little rat. This one is a bit more aggressive. It's quite a bit bigger. And so I got this done on Sunday and I decided not to tell my parents and saved that for a big reveal yesterday on air where I sent her a photo and had a reaction.
And the first time, like when you were in Savannah with the youth group for St. Paddy's Day and you got your rat tattoo because you were born in the year of the rat. When you told us that you were doing this, we knew your mom had... She's not a fan of tattoos.
No, she's not a fan of tattoos. But with that one, she was cool with because it's small and it's really hidden. Mm-hmm. This one is none of those things. So this was going to be a bit more of a harrowing one to reveal to her.
Did we post the picture of your tattoo online yesterday?
It's up on the reel that we posted at the midway through, so you can see it.
All right, let's see it.
Oh, hold on a sec, because at first look, as I'm looking at it again, I've got two thoughts. First of all, it's beautiful tattoo. It's intricate, but it's clean. Yeah, it's really beautiful. And the second one, as I'm looking at it on your, what is it, your thigh?
Yes.
On your thigh? You're hairless, man. That's all. That must be a really cool life
out there. Well, don't they have to shave the area?
They shave the area, but honestly, there wasn't much shaving. Yeah. It's a flex hole.
You can see his other thigh. There's no hair there. I'm so jealous, man.
Yeah, that's definitely, my upper thigh definitely doesn't grow anything. So, Kristen, I'll show you the picture right now.
No, I don't want to see the picture. You're sitting.
Oh, I got to take my pants off.
Drop the pants, Jackson.
I got to take the pants off then.
Oh, you got, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
you ready?
Yes. The HR department is on the hotline right now.
You're sprinting down the hall. Holy moly, that's your entire thigh.
It's my entire thigh. It was 7 hours of tattooing. I took one break midway through, and let me tell you, that was painful. It was honestly more than I expected it to be.
I did was 4 hours. I don't know how you did seven. That's a long time,
I
man.
Think the most I've done before also is 4 hours, and at some point, yours is fine line, so it's very different, but when you're doing it this long, I think you'll agree, it literally is, they're going over the same open wound over and over and over again with a needle.
And it just becomes more and more irritating the more they do it. And I think, like most people, I've heard them say can go 3 or 4 hours. So how you did 7, especially when they get into that shading portion or having to go back. Man, that's insane.
It was honestly brutal. I had to, like, put my brain into, like, a totally different space. And I kept on thinking that she was going to want a break, but she never asked for it. She was just fine going through. We took one break. My knees and my back were all locked up from just, like, sitting, laying down and being still that entire time. It was quite the experience.
Ooh, it looks really good, man. Congrats. It's a beautiful tattoo. And Amanda opened me up to these fine line tattoos also, which don't hurt nearly as much.
And I was still a big baby about it.
Were you?
Yeah.
And that may be a fine line tattoo, but that is a big tattoo.
Yeah, man.
Definitely. And my girlfriend has all, her legs are super tatted. And whenever she got them done, she was never reacting at all. And hers are like filled in black on a lot of them. So, I mean, kudos to her for being able to sit through that.
All right. So, you know, your mom's on the air with us yesterday. She's disappointed. We got to the why, Kristen, for you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't so much that she just doesn't like tattoos. It wasn't so much. Initially, she said it was because she didn't think he'd be able to get jobs with tattoos and stuff like that. But when we dug a little bit more, he's got siblings that look up to him. And she feels like if he gets them, then they're all going to get them.
Which is a valid concern. My younger sister tends to kind of like, I tend to pave the way a lot of times for things that are done. And so with the tattoos, she's always talked about them as well. And it's kind of been waiting for me to rip that Band-Aid off and, you know, bear the brunt of my parents. Then it kind of opens the gates to her getting them now.
They now have the go ahead to get their tattoos.
Exactly. So that's like her, that is one of her main concerns. And the other one is that she's worried that I'm going to regret it. But I've always told her that if I regret it, then it's on me. And yeah. I'm the one that has to live with that. But I honestly love this piece. I mean, and I'm really excited about
if
it.
If you do end up regretting it, you could just take your leg off.
True.
Yeah. There's always that.
Or do what Pete Davidson is doing and have every single one of them removed.
Which apparently is even more painful than getting it.
I mean, super expensive. Yeah. Like that $200,000.
And it's going to take him like a decade, he said.
It's going to take him so long and so much money.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right. So as you are driving to lunch and you know that your angry mother is going to be sitting there waiting for you. How are you feeling pulling up? And then tell us when your eyes lock, what her first words were.
So I didn't... On air, she honestly took it like a champ. She definitely was disappointed and had that mom fear in her voice. And that Jackson kind of like, you know, that I've heard a million times before in my life.
The defeated.
Exactly. But she kind of rebounded a little bit from it. But I couldn't tell if she was playing that up for... because she was, you know, on the radio and was trying to be a little bit more polite. So I didn't have a great gauge of how she was actually feeling driving to lunch. So I was definitely very nervous. And so we pull up into the parking lot.
Is it still, excuse me for interrupting, because you really seem to not care, is it still very important to you to not disappoint your parents?
Yeah. I still very much care about how they feel about me. Obviously, I'm an adult, so I have the freedom to go and do things, but it never feels good to do things against your parents' wishes, you know?
No, it does.
Depending on your relationship with your parents.
Valid. It definitely has its benefits.
Yes, important caveat, depending on the relationship that you have. But no, I never want to do things that intentionally is hurtful or, you know, makes them uncomfortable or upset. But at the end of the day, I am my own person. I am an adult. And so there's some things that I want to do for myself that they're going to have to live with. Mm-hmm. And so my mom was already inside the restaurant. So I walked in and I sat down and, you know, I kind of just paused for a second, giving like a trying to see what her vibe was. And she goes, "Why don't you sit down?" And so I sat down and I go, "So are we good?" And she took a second, but she was like, "We're good. We are good." And she goes, "Jackson, I'm not going to lie. I was really nervous that I was going to hate it. And I can't help but really actually like it. And it's so intricate and detailed." And she was getting texts from her friends that listened to the show about how they were surprised at her reaction as well. But honestly, she really handled it much better than expected. And I could not be more grateful for that.
It's so intricate. It's one of these tattoos that also in tattoo etiquette, you're not supposed to ask somebody what their tattoo means. But when you look at your tattoo, it's almost impossible not to, because it's so beautiful and you can tell that there are so many stories taking place in it.
Well, but having known you and on the air, like, you can look at this tattoo and see, like, obviously I'm assuming that's you doing a golf swing, and then you see the microphone, which I think represents your foray into podcasts and the Burt Show. You have the sushi roll, which is what you were doing right before that. And then you have your DNA and your books, and, you know, I'm assuming that's referencing your education. So mm-hmm. I think it's a really self-explanatory tattoo that beautifully encapsulates where you are. And you actually left room over here to the side to add more little stuff as you progress in life,
which was absolutely intentional.
Uh-huh.
I loved how yesterday you can literally, in the midst of hearing the frustration in your mom's voice, she took a moment to go, "Damn, but it looks really good."
Yeah.
I know.
And as far as that golfer goes, it is clearly not you, because that dude has perfect form.
Yeah,
that's not Rory McIlroy.
It's actually Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
It's literally Rory. I took screenshots of his slow-mo swing progression, and those were the reference photos that I used.
You got a rant in Rory McIlroy.
Now it makes some sense. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.